Hey folks, I'm Walter, and Jane, thank you for that outstanding question. Now, first of all, no dumb questions on this channel. That's what we're here for. You have questions, we will do our best to get the answer. And I have to admit, I had to do some research on this one because automatically I go, of course there's enough lifeboats on a cruise ship. But the actual answer, are there enough lifeboats on a cruise ship for every passenger, is no. There are not enough lifeboats on a cruise ship to rescue every single passenger in the event of an emergency. Surprise, I was. I started thinking, oh no, have I been doing the wrong thing all these years getting on a cruise ship? Of course, there's much more to this answer, and that's where the research came in. So let's go back to 1974. There was a convention called the International Convention for the Safety of Life at Sea. And at that convention, they released the International Life Saving Appliance Code, or the LSA code, that apparently is still in effect to this day. And that mandates that a lifeboat must carry a maximum of 150 passengers. So those rigid boats that we see on the side of every cruise ship that we all call a lifeboat, their maximum capacity according to the code is 150 passengers. Now by law, cruise ships are required to carry enough lifeboats on either side of the ship for 37.5% of the maximum capacity of passengers. So 37.5% down starboard, 37.5% down port, a minimum of 75% of the maximum capacity of passengers can be rescued on a lifeboat. Now, what about that other 25% of the people? I mean, did they just have to fight it out to get on the boats? Of course not. The difference has to be made up in life rafts, which are inflatable lifeboats, if you will. Those are those canisters that you will see either near the lifeboats or somewhere else, almost always on the waterfront level. And from what I've read at multiple sources, most cruise ships actually carry enough inflatable life rafts to rescue the entire ship, just on the off chance that a lifeboat could get damaged or maybe a lifeboat can't be launched. They have extra life rafts to make up that difference. Now, a big change in the lifeboats came about because of Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas. See, she can carry about 6,700 passengers at maximum capacity. So using those lifeboats that can only carry 150 passengers maximum, the Oasis would have had to carry around 40 lifeboats to be able to safely evacuate at least 75% of all the passengers. And as you can see by this photo, she only has 8 down one side. So that means she has 16 lifeboats. A new lifeboat design had to be created specifically for these mega ships so they didn't have to carry 20 or more lifeboats. Technically, it's not even a lifeboat. The official term is rescue vessel. So if the Oasis of the Seas did have an emergency and she had to deploy her rescue vessels, those 16 rescue vessels can carry over 5,900 passengers, or 88% of that 6,700 maximum capacity. The rest of the passengers and crew would be picked up on those inflatable life rafts. Now, the capacity of a lifeboat or a rescue vessel comes into play when you try to book a cruise. You see, every cabin is assigned to a muster station, and of course, the muster station is assigned to a lifeboat. That lifeboat or rescue vessel can take 150 or it can take 370 people. Now, once the bookings for the cruise fill up a muster station, nobody else can be added to those cabins because that will exceed the maximum capacity in the event of emergency. That's why sometimes, you know, you might book a cabin and you want to add a third or a fourth person to the cabin and the cruise line's like, nope, you can't do it. We'll put the two in there because you can safely fit on the lifeboat, but we have no more room for that third or fourth person. You're gonna have to pick a different cabin somewhere else where there's still room left on the lifeboat. So that does come into play even when you're booking the cruise. So thanks again, Jane, for the awesome question. Thank you for watching. And if you think we're bringing you some value in your cruise research, consider subscribing to the channel. You can support the channel by becoming a Patreon. And we have a really awesome store now with all kinds of fun cruise designs in there. Links are down in the description. Thanks so much for your support.